It's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. As we just heard, an Egyptian court has sentenced former President Hosni Mubarak to a life term. The court said he failed to halt the killings of protesters during the revolution that ousted him from power. His hated interior minister suffered the same fate. Both men say they will appeal. Still, many Egyptians express disappointment with the verdict. From Cairo, NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson has more.
As he lay on a hospital gurney inside a courtroom cage, Hosni Mubarak's only reaction to the verdict was a faint quivering of his lips. Outside the courthouse, relatives and friends of the people he's convicted of killing were far more emotional. Scores cheered and set off fireworks, even though the former president and his interior minister didn't get the death sentence many here had hoped for. The reaction of Mubarak supporters was equally strong. They yelled and beat their chests outside the courthouse. Dozens scuffled with riot police who tried to keep them from attacking anti-Mubarak protesters and journalists. Inside the courtroom, stunned silence quickly turned to anger. Civil rights lawyers shouted for the judges to be fired for acquitting six security officers who were on trial with Mubarak and were also accused of playing a part in the deaths of the protesters. Many Egyptians tell NPR they were also not pleased that Mubarak and his two sons, Alaa and Gamal, were acquitted of corruption charges. Throngs of protesters quickly poured into Tahrir Square here to voice their displeasure. One was Ahmed Agur. The 24-year-old tutor accused the ruling generals of manipulating the trial to keep people calm for the upcoming presidential runoff.
They're actually trying to play it smart. They say we'll give him 25 years in prison, and that's going to make a lot of people think that, you know, maybe it's okay. He's an old man. They knew that they could not acquit him from all his charges because that would have set the entire country on fire, like literally.
Some analysts here predict today's outcome, especially the acquittal of the security officials, could lead to Mubarak's sentence being overturned on appeal. Social anthropologist Reem Saad heads the Middle East Studies Center at the American University in Cairo.
The political signal that this sends is chilling. This is the hardcore of the notorious Ministry of Interior. These are not any six people. These people may just go back to work and they will come back with vengeance.
The political wing of the Muslim Brotherhood, which controls nearly half the seats in parliament, called for a new trial. But others, including Ahmed Shafiq, who was Mubarak's last prime minister and who was running in the presidential runoff, says justice was done. As to the court, the head judge did not cite reasons for the rulings. Judge Ahmed Rifat instead talked of his commitment to apply the law fairly, no matter who was brought before him. After the sentencing, the country's top prosecutor ordered Mubarak transferred to Toura prison in Cairo from the hospital where he has been staying. A short while later, state media outlets reported that Mubarak suffered a, quote, health crisis on the way, which delayed the transfer. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.